Men. Good morning. On behalf of my government and the Ministry for Women, it is a great pleasure to be here with you this morning to talk about some of the initiatives that we have been implementing to address the challenge of inequality. Inequality remains a challenge throughout the world. Even the most developed countries have that difficulty. This is an obligation on states. It is a fundamental principle because 50% of the world's population suffers from this inequality based on patriarchal societies. My country has been addressing this for many years. For 70 decades, women have been able to participate in political life, but the challenges remain numerous. Currently, we are building the third national strategy on equality. And this is in line with the SDGs. Our president has created a commission to work on the SDGs at the highest level with the Ministry for Women involved. The first five SDGs are currently being addressed, and my ministry is involved in interministerial consultations with civil society throughout the country in order to pave the way for implementation of SDG 5. This is proceeding in satisfactory manner, and by the end of March we hope to have the new national strategy on public policies. This gender equality plan has been designed in consultation with civil society, government institutions, and the three branches of power: the judiciary, the legislative, and the municipalities are also involved. Thus, we address the challenges that we are required to overcome by 2030. Investment is underway by the state. We are now designing a new plan to prevent teen pregnancy. Our government has recognized the need to stop the rise in teen pregnancies, and a special commission was established. We now are on our second plan. This will be implemented on 12th February. Both plans were designed under the auspices of the Vice Presidency of the Republic with appropriate budget allocation. In terms of sexual and reproductive health, we thank the many countries present here, such as Korea, which have been helping us to implement our initiative on sexual and reproductive health for teenagers. We are promoting health, sexual and reproductive health, in terms of the added value for young people to manage their sexuality in a responsible way. We are working with civil society on introduction in the civil code of a change in the marriageable age. There is no forced marriage or early marriage in our country, but the civil code needs to raise the marriage age in order that this question may be addressed properly. Likewise, we are committed to addressing violence against women. This is one of the issues that requires an approach of innovation by the authorities. Globally, this is a scourge that takes lives every day throughout the world. In our country, we are working with other agencies and the Attorney General, the health authorities that has a national plan, the National Police and the Ministry for Women to address this. And this year, we will be designing a plan to prevent it, working with the health service. Primary health services are responsible for protection, and in addressing violence, it is public health that holds the key. In the past 6 years, there have been awareness campaigns in the media to promote life without violence and with inclusion, so that men understand that it is for men and women to stop this violence. It is a major challenge for the education sector. Since last year, we have been working with it on equality, education in equality. This program teaches our children about overcoming traditional gender roles. Girls and boys learn a new way to behave based on equitable power management and dialogue. We are always open to recommendations, and we hope that we can continue to build on these efforts. We have adopted a law on political parties, and the quota of women has been increased. We have a plan to establish an observatory, and with ECLAC support, we have established an observatory on gender policy in ministries. We are examining how to make progress in the various strategies and in working closely on the basis.